Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to our Straight Talk holiday show. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. Very honored to have as our guest later in the show, Assembly Member elect Betty Carnett. But our first guest is a very special young man, Craig Claro, who is a co-owner of one of our newest sponsors, actually, Physically Fit. Craig, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
In the course of this segment, we want to honor all of our sponsors, who are all very special people that help bring Straight Talk to you each week. And Craig and his wife, Yvonne, co-owners of Physically Fit, are our newest sponsors. And thank you for joining our sponsor family.
Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Physically Fit.
Physically Fit started in 1997. Myself and my wife had met. She was a personal trainer. I was sort of an entrepreneur and a police officer for the Los Angeles Police Department. And I thought we could improve upon the model of her business where she was running independently. And we actually started with a facility out of our home, out of our garage. That's where it all started.
And then it grew and you took some space in Naples.
We took a spot over in Naples. It was 1,000 square feet. And we've now grown to a little over 4,000 square feet in the one facility that we have. And we're building another facility in the marketplace.
We are very selective in who we invite as sponsors, and Craig and Yvonne and their team are first class, and they also believe, as we do, in giving back to the community. And tell us a little bit about the charitable activities.
It all started a couple years ago. We got contacted by the hospital, and we donated just $500. That's all it was. And their response to us was just so much thanks, and they explained to us where our money was going and the types of programs that they had.
This is Memorial Hospital.
Long Beach Memorial Medical Center. And they're just fantastic people, and they really do a lot of great things for people. So once we got involved with that, we wound up getting on committees ourselves. We're both on committees for Partnerships in Excellence, which is businesses that get together to actually buy specific equipment for specific programs. In this case, this year we're doing for cancer research.
And you recently had a fundraiser night at the Speakeasy, which was a big success.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had 160 people at the Hilton in downtown Long Beach, and it was a tremendous success. It was a jazz band. We had a professional auctioneer, and we got a lot of great items.
And you raised money for the Memorial Care Breast Center, and also for your nonprofit organization. Tell us about your organization.
Well, basically, what we've seen is rising obesity rates in children, and it's all over the news. Everybody's hearing about it. Kids are heavier. Adults are heavier. The biggest thing now is the airlines are talking about how people are so much heavier that they don't have, you know,
average 10 pounds more weight and costs more gas.
Exactly. So we're seeing a lot of health issues in kids, and in fact, the hospital has an obesity clinic. So what we want to do is start implementing better education and better programs for kids, specifically underprivileged kids. You go into the neighborhoods where parents don't have money, and their kids, they're not involved in soccer, they're not involved in volleyball, things like that. They can't afford it. They don't have something to do. So they either just, their parents are at work and they're doing nothing after school, or, you know.
So you formed a 501c3, a Project Youth Fitness program for this very purpose.
Yes.
And they were also opening up a new facility in the marketplace just for women, called, appropriately enough, Just for Women. And they're donating 10% of the net proceeds from that facility to the Memorial Care Breast Center. So you really get it as far as giving back to the community.
Makes us feel good.
Yeah. Well, I want to take this opportunity. Oh, now you brought a mug. And we're very excited about our mugs. And you have one of yours here.
You know, we've got a little mug exchange.
Okay.
Give that to you, Art.
That one's for you. You can take that
at
the end of the show. Thank you very much. You have, looks like Mickey Mouse ears here a little bit, but I guess they're barbells, and that's a great logo. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, this T-shirt.
This is a T-shirt from the Team Spirit, which is part of the Long Beach Memorial Breast Center. Basically, they also raised money. They had a big walk this year, and they raised over $60,000.
Well, thank you for your work there. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors who each week, each month, year in, year out, help bring Straight Talk to you. And as I mentioned, our newest sponsor, Physically Fit, Also, our title sponsor, Southern California Edison, we are so grateful for their support. Papalucci's Italian Restaurant, Naples Rib Company, where I've had many of my holiday parties, Polly's Gourmet Coffee, Fromex Photo Lab, McCarty's Jewelry, Law Offices of Richard Poland, Diversa, the Salon, Golden Security Bank, Maury's of Naples, and also our partners, Musical Theater West, the Long Beach Museum of Art, International City Theater, and, of course, Charter Communications. So we are deeply grateful to our partners and to our sponsors for helping us bring Straight Talk to you each week. And you will benefit if you patronize those sponsors, not only because they help bring the show to you, but also they are all quality merchants, quality businesses, offering quality products and services. We have a minute or two left, Craig, and what are the plans? I see in your resume that you have plans even to go nationwide with Physically Fit.
We really do, yeah. Our facility has grown from one trainer to 20 trainers. We also offer physical therapy and massage services. And that's the booming industry right now, is the fitness industry, and people need someone to help them get through it.
Now, you, like me, you're from New York.
Yeah.
I'm like me. You were a police officer for the L.A. Police Department.
That's correct, yeah.
And how many years did you serve on the force?
3 years.
Well, thank you for your service for that.
Thank you.
And then you decided that you'd take a stab at the private sector.
We did. My wife helped me get started, and when it took off, we decided we've got to go one way or the other. So I left for greener pastures.
Well, we both live in Long Beach, and what a great community the city is.
It is awesome.
And final holiday wish for our viewers and for the 30 communities that our show is seen in.
I just want to say thanks for all the support everybody from Long Beach has given us over the years. It's been fantastic. We really enjoy everything that we've received from our city.
Well, I'd like to echo those comments. Thank you for all of your support over these years. And we're pleased to announce that Straight Talk is now being broadcast in Riverside. We're adding another 80,000 homes, bringing us to 650,000 cable viewers that can see Straight Talk. So thank you very much for your support. Craig, happy holidays to you and your lovely wife, Yvonne.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, too.
Stay with us. The Assemblymember-elect Betty Carnett, upcoming.